I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and a turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Buck Owens is so closely associated with Bakersfield, California, that it may come as a surprise to learn he first set foot in the town in 1951, when he was already 21 years old. Determined to make it in music, he soon formed a band and started writing songs. To earn a few extra dollars, Buck regularly started driving 145 kilometers to Hollywood to play guitar at recording sessions for artists including Wanda Jackson, Gene Vincent, and Farron Young. Although he signed his first record contract in 1957, two more years passed before Buck Owens recorded his first top 10 hit, Under Your Spell Again. That started a streak of hit singles that lasted for more than a decade.
You've got me under your spell again, saying those things again, making me believe that you're just mine. You've got me dreaming those dreams again, thinking those things again. I've got to take you back just one more time.
Buck Owens' early recordings featured the traditional sound of country music, with steel guitars and fiddles clearly out in front. But live shows from the same era found him routinely playing requests for songs by rockers Chuck Berry and Eddie Cochran, alongside classic country tunes by Hank Williams and Bob Wills. By 1963, Buck's band featured Don Rich on electric guitar and harmony vocals, along with a drummer, bassist, and pedal steel guitar. One of his first bass players was the now legendary singer-songwriter Merle Haggard, who named the backup group the Buckaroos. Soon, Buck turned his back on Nashville, and he started making country records his way, using his own road band instead of Nashville players. The result was records that sounded more like a Buck Owens concert and nothing like the string-laden, smooth country pop hit songs that were coming out of Nashville. The Bakersfield sound was born.
You don't know me, but you don't like me. You say you care less how I feel. How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield?
While some in Nashville fumed over Buck Owens' new sound, lots of people loved what we now know as the Bakersfield sound. Brian Hofelt, founder of the hit country band The Derailers, considers Buck Owens' Bakersfield sound a major influence on his own music. In a recent interview, I asked him to explain why Buck Owens' sound is so important to the history of American country music.
At its time, it was looked at as maverick and out of left field. You know, Buck was in Bakersfield, he wasn't in Tennessee, and he was doing his own thing, and it was a really stripped down, revved up sound, and it just turned everybody on their ear, and they loved it. He was arguably the most successful country artist of the 1960s, and his music, I think, still retains the freshness because it's pure and soulful.
After a string of number one country hits and sold-out concerts, including one recorded at New York's Carnegie Hall, Buck Owens turned his attention to national television, co-hosting the long-running comedy program Hee-Haw. Buck's career continued to flourish, and he continued to record hit songs and perform sold-out concerts. But then Buck Owens suffered a tragic blow, one that threatened to end his career. On July 17, 1974, his longtime musical partner Don Rich was killed in a motorcycle accident. Buck Owens admitted, "After Don's death, I don't think I ever quite recovered." 1 year later, Buck Owens returned to the recording studio, but the magic was gone. In 1980, Buck Owens decided he didn't want to continue the grind of constant performing and recording and declared himself semi-retired. In the ensuing years, country music has lost much of its edge and returned to the softer sound that was in vogue before Buck Owens hit with the Bakersfield sound. His musical impact has been forgotten by many who simply remember him as a television star. Nevertheless, several generations of musicians, from Gram Parsons in the late 1960s to Dwight Yoakam in the 80s, were influenced by his music. For the past 13 years, musicians in Austin, Texas, have been celebrating Buck Owens' birthday with a party at the famed Continental Club. A few years ago, Buck Owens himself made a surprise appearance. At the end of the night, he took the stage and performed a set of his own hits, including this version of Love's Gonna Live Here. I'm Kathryn Cole.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my tired once more. Love's gonna live here again. Ain't you gonna be the way?